to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website. It's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And this is radio program 100 if you're listening by radio. This is a really exciting night because this is a real celebration for Strength for the Journey with program number 100. And I asked the program editor to come on because this is the man that has made this all possible here in the studio. His name is Yvonne Rios Jr., and he's one of the pastors here at Lily of the Valley, Letio del Valle in Boquete, Panama. It's Assembly of God Church. And I'm real excited to have him on the first part of the program just to share a few words. But what's really interesting is that we were out in the parking lot probably a couple, 2.5 years ago, I bet. And he just asked, hey, what do you think about doing a English-speaking program? And so I want to let him share some words, but everything just happened from that point. Thanks for coming on the program for a moment.
Thank you, Andrew. God bless you, all people, for listening. This is program, Strength for the Journey. This is program is special about the 100. It's amazing because remember the first program, and this is today the 100 program is special. For me, my English not good. I'm sorry. God bless you. God bless you. But this is a special program, and remember the past program for God. This is program for start, not for life for me or for life for Andrew. This is for life for Jesus, no? About the obedience for God. Obedience for God. Andrew told me the past time I speak, and Andrew, wreck program. What happened? You wreck program. Okay, God, wreck program. For start the program, Stream for the Journey. Stream for the Journey is the program, special program for bless many people, all the world, all people, all the world. Listen, this is program. This is program special about the preaching interview word for the heart of God for the world, people, the world. No. Speak. No, this program is speak the heart of God. Speak the heart of God for the many people all the world. Andrew, I am happy today. Praise the Lord. This is a special day for this is 100 program, Strength for the Journey. Thank you for all people listening to Strength for the Journey. God bless you. God bless you. And see you. God bless you.
Thanks, Yvonne. Appreciate you coming on the program and just sharing your heart. This has been a really exciting several years now that we've been doing the program. And, just amazing how an act of obedience. I was literally driving on our exploratory trip. I drove by the church and I heard the Lord tell me to pull in the parking lot. And that was what began us coming to this church. And we just began to plug in and find out, what can we do to serve here? And 5 months later, I was nominated to be the leader of the men's ministry, which was a first because no gringo had ever been elected as a leader of a department in the Panamanian Assembly of God Church in the 45-year history. So that was a first. And it's just one thing after another, just how this program began. And then Rick Wiles asked me to do a program for Flowing Streams. So we made a half an hour program out of it. It was initially an hour program. But things just began to happen. And what I'm really understanding is that the doors that open, the Lord gave me a word a while back, and it says, obedience is the key that will unlock the door to your future. And many people's doors are locked in front of them because of their disobedience to God. And all it takes is just an act of obedience. Just begin to obey God where you are, what he's saying to do right now. And then you'll see the doors begin to open up. You know, some of the most recent things that have happened, I was just thinking about during this program, just reminiscing of all the things that have happened in the last 3.5 years since we moved to Panama. All the doors that have opened that never would have opened if we had not come here. We heard God speak very clearly to us that we're supposed to come here. And not knowing or understanding why, but just knowing he said go. But that act of obedience of coming began to open the doors that have continued to open. And just recently, most recently, another first is I was asked to be the gringo pastor of the church here. And come to find out, I'm the first gringo pastor in the 45-year history of the Panamanian Assembly of God Church here in Panama. You know, the Lord said something very interesting to me when I first got saved, and it was about following him. And he said, if you follow man, you can only go where man's been before. And he said to me, he said, but if you follow me, I'll take you where no man has been before. And there's a plan, there's a place for everybody that God wants to take them, but he's trying to get them to quit following men. Follow God, follow his voice, follow his instructions of what he wants each person to do. And as each person will do that, there's unbelievable things that will happen in their life. But all it takes is that simple act of obedience. And sometimes the obedience may be very difficult. It's not easy many times. It's sometimes God may ask you to do something very difficult. But he's just testing our trust. Do we really trust him enough to obey him? And if you really look at the word for faith, faith accepts and believe and faith comes from the same Greek word pistis or pistou. And it literally means to trust God so much that you obey. Because if you say you trust God but you don't obey him, what does it say about your trust? Do you really trust him? And so this is what God is really testing all of us right now. Do you really trust me? Then obey me if you do. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. So love and trust, they go side by side because we love God so much that we trust him. We trust him so much because he loves us that we love him too. And this is, God is, I believe, through this process, he's separating his bride right now. And he's looking for somebody who loves him. He's looking for the Rebecca that Eliezer found when he watered the camel gave the camels. She went the extra mile. See, that's what the Lord's looking for in all of it. Will we go the extra mile? Will we go beyond the call of duty? Will we love beyond the call of duty? Will we care about our neighbor as much as ourselves? And this is what God's looking for in all of us, is do we really love him? But I want to encourage people out there that are listening that God is really testing people right now and calling people to another level of obedience. And the biggest problem I think all of us have is that we get comfortable in our place of security. Maybe it may be our job, it may be our pension fund, it may be our savings account, it may be our place where we live that we've always lived. But you know what? We don't grow in that place. You know, we grow when we leave that place of comfort. And this is what really happened to our whole family and myself, is when we came to Panama, it was very challenging. And we were tested in many ways. But part of the test, I think, I find for many people is they want to go back to their place of comfort. They'll come to Panama. They'll come on the mission field, supposedly for, you know, extended period. And it's not long before they want to go back because it's not easy, you know, out in that place of comfort. You know, when I was asking the Lord one time, these people in this church were just worshiping the Lord. Their hands were raised and their eyes were filled with tears. And I asked the Lord, I said, God, I said, why are they so hungry here and not back in the States? And the Lord asked me a question to answer my question. He said, have you ever been hungry while you were asleep? And I thought, no, I've never been hungry while I was asleep. And I thought, well, that's a symptom of a slumbering spirit, is that you have no hunger. You have no hunger for God. When you have a hunger for God, your spirit's becoming awakened and you're hungry and you want to be fed. And this is what happened to us, is that we were so desperate. And I said, God, I said, if you don't feed me, I'm going to die. And he said, good, now you're where I want you. Because God wants us in that place of hunger and desperation for him. Yes. And this is where a place of comfort is a very dangerous place. I say a lazy boy, a recliner is a good place to rest, but it's a dangerous place to make your home. And many people have made their home in a place of comfort. And, you know, Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He has no comfort zone. He has no place of security. And if we're following him, it's going to be much like that too. And I think that this is where God wants us to go right now. But I was just looking back and I was thinking about all the things that have happened in the last 3.5 years. And it's amazing all the doors that have opened. I was asked to be the keynote speaker at a men's conference. Just things that happened only God could do. This radio program that you're listening to right now is a result of coming to Panama and being in the right place at the right time. And this may be a word for many people out there right now, too, is I was really just in a place of real crying out to God, just desperation when we first were thinking about coming to Panama. We were almost ready to take our exploratory trip. And I said, the kids wanted to go to one church, a couple different churches in town. And I said, guys, I said, I don't want to hear a good sermon today. I need a word from the Lord today. I need to have a word, a rhema word today for me. And so we went to a church where a pastor really flowed in the Holy Spirit. And as the service began to proceed, first of all, my daughter leaned over and gave me a pencil and a piece of paper. And I looked at her like, what's this for? And she never looked at me. So I said, oh, okay, God, I guess you want me to write something down. Well, what he wanted me to write down was a word the Lord gave me through the pastor. He said, I don't know who needs to hear this word right now, but the Lord wants me to tell you that you have to be where God tells you to be, and you have to be there when he tells you to be there. And when he said those words, I just began to weep because I knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, but I saw like two fingers, and they were crossing like two forefingers. One was time and one was place, and they intersected, and it formed an X. And I know the Lord spoke this to me. He said, just as an X is on the treasure map, so is your obedience to me is where your treasure is as well. And so I knew that I just had to obey God. I didn't understand why, but I even asked him, I said, well, can we take a container, you know, to go? And he said, no, you're not taking a container, you're taking suitcases. So it was not an easy, it was a real stripping process that God had to do. But literally in 2 months, we had 5 yard sales and 3 auctions, and we reduced our whole family. We have 8 children, and 6 of our children came with us initially, and some 7th came down shortly after. But literally all of us reduced our life to 2 suitcases. And it was a real stripping process. But I know, just like in plants, you can't transplant a tree many times fully. You know, you have to prune it in order for it to re-root. And I think what God was doing with us is that he wanted to prune us to re-root us. And many times people, when their stuff means so much to them, they try to move with all their stuff. It's like their heart is in their stuff instead of the new land that the roots are supposed to go into. And we had nothing. Literally, we, you know, had clothes and a few pictures of family pictures, but we didn't have a lot to take with, you know, we didn't have a lot when we came. But God just began to open doors, and he began to show me ways of making money and things like that to provide for the family. But all this was out of a place of desperation that God began to show us, you know, what he wanted to do. And then the doors just began to open up, and just shortly after we came, I contacted a daughter of a lady and a husband that I used to travel with, a ministry, the Hunter Ministries, Charles and Frances Hunter, and their daughter came and did a crusade for us in March of 2013. And then that next fall, I had some friends come down, and we did a couple of crusades each year, Janet and Ray Clark. They have a power team ministry, and we did a crusade all over Panama, and many people were saved, and we did just demonstrations out in the middle of the public square, and we did Albrook Mall, you know, just places, and on TV, on Channel 2. But all these things were just doors that were opening, and God was giving us favor with the mall. I mean, Albrook Mall, you know, allowed us to come in there and do a presentation and preach the gospel inside the mall, the largest mall in Panama. And we passed out hundreds of tracts out there in the mall. And then we went to a children's hospital and ministered to the children in the children's hospital in Panama City. But we just went wherever, you know, Jesus went to. He was out in the public place. He didn't stay inside the synagogues. He went out there and preached the gospel and demonstrated the power of God. And I felt like that's what we were supposed to do as well. But these were all things that all happened as a result of leaving our comfort zone, leaving the United States and going where God told us to go. And he may be speaking to you right now that maybe God wants somebody else out there to take a step of faith. And if God's speaking to you to leave your comfort zone or to do something that you haven't done before, there's so many things that we have done that we've never done before. Right now, the Lord gave me a word just recently. He said, you've saved for the future. And then he said to me, he said, the future is now. And I didn't quite understand what he was saying, but I began, there was about another week later, there was a woman at the church I was going, we went and visited another church here one morning, and a woman had a prophetic word. She said it was beginning to rain. She could see the rain coming. And I heard the Lord speak to me, it's time to get your seed in the ground. And I didn't quite, I knew there was those two words that I got were tied together. But I began to think of things that I could do to help provide food. And so we started a greenhouse. And then we started a project raising trout and tilapia. And now we're opening a restaurant. It's just like all these things are happening just as you begin to take one step of obedience and hear the Lord speak. Just pray and find out, what is he trying to say to you? What is he trying to direct you to do? It may not be easy. It may be challenging. Everything that we've been doing right now is something we've never done before. And so you can't go by everything you know. Thank God for YouTube University. You can go to YouTube and find out how to do many things. I mean, the website that you can go to, Strength for the Journey. I didn't know how to build a website, and I was talking with Rick Wiles, and he mentioned to me, he said, look up WordPress. So I looked up WordPress, and I went to YouTube and began to learn from somebody else on how to build a website. And that whole website was built because I learned from somebody on YouTube. But I did something I'd never done before. And then Ivan, you helped me to start the radio program that we have going now. It's S4TJ Radio. And in fact, if you want to turn that on TuneIn Radio, you can turn in TuneIn Radio and type the S and the number 4 TJ and a space and radio, and you can listen to a radio program 24/7. It has music, worship music, usually at the bottom of the hour, and radio on previous radio programs at the top of the hour. So all these things have all happened just by the simple act of leaving, and you know, Abraham, when he was asked to leave, he said, God told him, leave and I'll show you. And I find that that's really the act of faith that God wants us to make, is that you trust God so much. If he tells you to do something, he doesn't have to tell you why. He doesn't have to explain everything and put it all in writing for you. Because where's the faith and where's the trust if you have to be told everything before you'll do it? You know, sometimes we'll get resumes from people here that maybe from the States who are looking for a job, and if they can find a job, they'll come. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if it's going to work that way, because, you know, God may be asking you to leave without knowing everything. And it doesn't make sense a lot of times. It doesn't make sense to leave without understanding why. But, you know, this is why it's so important for us to begin to learn to hear God's voice. And we have to learn to hear God's voice. It's so important right now. We have to have that ability to know when God speaks to us, it's him. And, you know, I've mentioned this before in other programs, is I was wanting to know how to hear God's voice when I first gave my heart to him. I said, well, how would I know it's you speaking to me? Someone I can't see, how am I going to follow somebody I can't see? And I said, how do I know it's you speaking to me? And just like that, the thought comes to my mind, eliminate the devil. And I don't think like that, so I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean? And the next thought comes to my mind was, eliminate every area in your life you have been deceived. And it's like two hands came out in front of me and said, Andrew, they said, on one hand, I've come to give you life and give it more abundantly. I'm the spirit of truth. On the other hand, Satan's the father of lies. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. Eliminate one, what do you have left? So I thought, well, it's all I have to go on. I'll start eliminating what I know are areas of deception and voices that are causing me problems in my life. So this is how I began. But as I began to eliminate what I knew wasn't God, then God's voice began to become clear to me. I was driving my car, and this happened to the very first time I really heard God very clearly speak to me. I was just pulling on the freeway in Dallas, Texas, and just out of the blue, as I'm beginning to look straight ahead, as I'm looking over my shoulder to get on the freeway, I hear the words, "If you'll live in me, I'll live in you." And I didn't ever think like that. I don't know where a thought like that would come from, but as I began to read the Bible for the first time, I was reading in John and the discourse that Jesus was speaking in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, and I began to understand that it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking to me, that if I will dwell in Him, if I will live in Him and obey Him, that He will live in me. And this is, I was so excited because then I really began to hear God's voice and know it was Him. I mean, I see many people that they have never really, and I didn't really know it was God. Many times God will speak to me, and I didn't really know it was Him until I obeyed Him. And it was actually in my obedience to Him was the confirmation that it was Him speaking to me. And if I never obeyed what He told me to do, I would never have the confirmation it was Him speaking to me, because it was the blessing in my obedience that confirmed it was God speaking to me. And this was almost 30 years ago now, but all this is just a beginning of all of our walk, that God's trying to teach us to walk next to Him and follow Him and follow His voice. When He speaks to us, He's just looking for us to trust Him enough to obey. And this is the place that God wants us all right now, is just a place of trust, because there's many things are going to change on the earth, and there's going to be things that change that we have no control over. There may be war that breaks out over the world, or maybe an economic collapse. There could be just numbers that could, food shortage. We don't know all the things that are going to happen, but you know, when you know that you're being obedient to God, when you trust Him so much that you obey Him, there's a place of peace that comes that nothing else will give you. There's no other place of peace than knowing that you're doing what God told you to do. And if we'll just take that place of obedience and just say, "God, just speak to me. I'll obey you if you speak to me." Many of you out there maybe have not really heard God speak to you clearly, or maybe you're not sure if it's really Him. And I can encourage you to do this. If there's areas in your life that you know is not God speaking to you, I would say that would be the best place to start, just like I did. I just began to eliminate what I knew wasn't God. And as I began to eliminate what I knew wasn't God, then God's voice began to become clear to me, and it was confirmed. I also would recommend also that you get into the Word of God and read the Gospels. I just encourage you to read the Gospels. Get a red letter edition Bible and read the words of Jesus firsthand, because the way He speaks to us today is the same way He spoke to people 2,000 years ago. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, His words that He spoke to people 2,000 years ago were very challenging words. And this is the voice of God. It's a challenging voice. It's not always just a pat on the back. It's a corrective voice. He says, "Whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and He scourges every son He receives." It's His love that corrects us, because He wants us to be right with Him. He's a holy God, and He requires holiness out of His people. And this takes a lot of correction, because we're just the opposite. We're very unholy. Our flesh gets in the way many times in our decision-making ability. You know, something else, too, that I just want to encourage you to is that, you know, the enemy uses our flesh to speak to us. You know, when you said that when God was relegating Satan to in the garden, he essentially relegated His influence to the realm of the flesh, I believe, because He said, "And dust shall you eat all the days of your life." If you think about it, our flesh is made of dust. And if we give no provision to the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, then we'll give no place to the devil. And so if there's areas in your life that God is trying to change in your life, usually they'll be in the realm of the flesh, that there's provisions to the flesh that are feeding the flesh, that are strengthening the flesh. And right now we need to strengthen our spirit man. And that's going to be by feeding from the Lord's words, and either the rhema words that He gives us, or just get into the Bible, get into the Word of God, and just get hungry for it. If you have a hunger right now, then it's a good evidence that you are awake, that God is awakening you. And I would encourage you also, there are a number of articles that are on Strength for the Journey that I think will be an encouragement. And many of those may be challenging, but when I sat down and I wrote these articles, I don't have the ability to write what I wrote. And I know the Lord was using me to write these things. And there's also a tab in there called Today's Rhema. And the words that the Lord gave me sound more like the words that he would give to Jeremiah or Ezekiel. They are not very comforting words. They're very challenging words of the days that are coming upon the earth. And we don't want to be like the foolish virgins and think that we were ready when we weren't. We need to be ready. And the only way we're going to be ready, I believe, that the oil in our lamp will be filled through our obedience. The acts of obedience in our life is what will fill our lamp that we'll be able to see in the times of darkness. And the disobedience will essentially keep our lamp from being filled. So I encourage you right now that there's acts of, if there's things in your life that you know that God is not pleased with, just ask the Lord to change your heart, because everything that we do comes from our heart. And so if God changes our heart, then the acts come easier, because then we're really still doing what we want. You know, I didn't become a Christian for many years because of what I thought I couldn't do if I became a Christian. And I knew the things I wanted to do didn't line up with what a Christian should do. So I didn't become a Christian until I was the age of 29, until I realized that the choices I was making was causing great harm to my life. But I didn't understand that if I asked the Lord to come into my heart, that he would change my heart and he would change my desires. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So I just encourage you, just take delight in the Lord. Put him first in your life. Let him change your desires. And this is where everything will change. Once your desires change, once your want-tos change, everything else will follow. So again, thanks so much, Ivan. Thanks for being here tonight with me and for all your hard labor that you've done so much, editing all these programs and providing a studio and everything. And so we're just celebrating this 100th program tonight. And really thank you all for listening. And again, this is Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4, the journey. And we'll see you next time.